Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're still studying the book of Proverbs today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in praise and worship. Father, we thank you and praise you and worship you for this beautiful day and the many mighty wonderful things that you do. What a mighty God you are. We thank you for the Word of God, which tells us who we are, what we can do. And Lord, I ask you to help us to believe this book. I ask you to give us revelation and wisdom and knowledge and understanding about your word. Lord, let it be simple today as we read it and study it. May you open people's minds and hearts to receive the word of the living God. I praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 15. That's where we're going to start today. And the very first part of Proverbs 15, first verse, says, "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger." Now think about that. That just makes good sense that if you give anybody a gentle answer when they ask you something, even if they're mad and hot, a gentle answer will turn away their wrath. But if you reply with harsh words, that will stir up anger even worse. And you can, in fact, you can even have somebody that's not very harsh or anything else. And if you come back at them with harsh words, sometimes that will stir up anger. So that is something that all of us need to work on. We need to learn how to return our speech quietly and gently and in love in everything, because we don't realize the power that's in our tongue. But the next verse gives us another example of the tongue. It says, "The tongue of the wise use knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools pour out foolishness." Think about that. A wise person makes learning a joy, but fools spout only foolishness. Boy, you can really tell when you get out there who is a real good Christian person and who is a foolish person, because the Word of God tells you. "Now the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." When you get a hold of the fact that God is watching you everywhere you go, keeping His eye on both the evil and the good, it will change the way you do business. Nobody that's conscious that God is watching them or listening to them and recording everything they say and do, if you really get a hold of that, that you believe that God is everywhere, His eyes are looking everywhere, He sees everything, He hears everything, we do say everything, when you get a hold of that, it will literally change the things you do. Because once you know that you're being watched very carefully and closely, and nothing gets by God, it will certainly change the way you do business. Verse 4 says, "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit." Now then, gentle words bring life and health, that's telling us. So we need to be very careful how we use our words. Because if gentle words bring life and health, then some of these other harsh and wicked words that we bring out, if gentle words bring life and health, then these harsh words will bring death and sickness and disease. "A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit." Now, that's awesome, isn't it? Now let's go to verse 5 and see what verse 5 says. It says, "A fool despises his father's instructions, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent." In other words, only a fool despises a parent's discipline. Whoever learns from correction is wise. Now, if you know a really wise child, you will see that those children, they will take what their mother and father say, and they will learn from it. And the Word of God says those people are wise. But if they don't receive that, the Word of God calls them a fool. They're absolutely a fool. Now in verse 6 it says, "In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble." There is treasure in the house of the godly, but the earnings of the wicked bring trouble. We'll stop and think about how that happens. As a man works and serves God, there will be treasure in the house of the godly. I think about men and women that I know that have had a job that, say, pays $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. And they have served God. They've gone to church. They've raised their family. They have their bills all paid. They have wisdom. They drive a nice car, live in a fairly nice home. They don't have any debt. Their children are taken care of. And they have treasure in the house of the godly. They don't have bills overwhelming them. They're well organized, and they have discipline, and they take care of themselves. But then it says the earnings of the wicked brings trouble. I know people that have made twice that much money that didn't go to church, that didn't serve God. And they have bills, and more bills. And they can't pay the ones they have. They make $100,000 a year, and they don't give any to God. And they don't have enough to make their bills from month to month. And they just keep saying, if I could just make another $1,000 a month, I could make it. No. If you had $10,000 more a month, you couldn't make it. Because God's in control. Until you start serving God and treating Him like God and doing what He says, you will never get ahead in life. It's amazing, isn't it? Well, let's see what He says in verse 7 here. He says, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. Isn't that amazing? After these statements we just made, he said, only the wise can give good advice. Fools cannot do so. I had much rather get instructions from a man that's been making $50,000 a year, that's got all his bills paid, driving a nice car, living in a nice home, and has raised his children and owes no debt, that's living with a woman that he married, and they've never been promiscuous. I'd much rather listen to that man than to find a man that's living with some woman, or had two or three different women, or has never been married, or been married three or four times, and is making $100,000 a year and don't have anything to show for it. He's got more bills than he knows what to do, and he can't make his bills from month to month. I'm telling you, only the wise can give good advice. Fools cannot do so. If you want to find somebody to get advice from, find you a man of God that's going to church and tithing and loving God and loving his wife and walking holy and obedient before God. Don't go out and try to get advice from somebody that does not know God, does not know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, is not going to church, is not tithing, and is not walking in obedience to the Word. You do not want instructions from an ungodly person. The next verse says, verse 8, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Wow, the Lord hates the sacrifice of the wicked. So it makes no difference what the person that's not walking in obedience to God. The Lord hates the sacrifice of the wicked, whatever that is. But he delights in the prayers of the upright. Now, if you're a man or woman of God, you're praying, you're walking holy before God, you're being obedient to his word, he loves for you to come and pray, and he hears your prayers, and he answers your prayers. Verse 9 says, the way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but he loveth him that followeth after righteousness. The Lord most definitely despises the way of the wicked. Now, if you're a wicked person, and most people don't see themselves as wicked, they think that if they're going to church once in a while, or if they're tithing a little once in a while, if they're not lying or cheating all the time, then they're okay. If they're not spending any time with God, they're not going to church, they just don't see themselves as wicked. But if you're not a born-again Christian, you're wicked. Now, that if you're a born-again Christian and you're not going to church and serving the Lord and walking holy before Him and watching your mouth, you're still pretty wicked. And the Lord despises the way of the wicked, but He loves those who pursue godliness. He expects us to walk holy in obedience to His word. Then He says in verse 10, correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. What's He trying to say there? In other words, if you abandon the right path, you will be severely punished, is what He's trying to say. Now, if you're a born-again Christian, and you're walking the right pathway, you got saved, you're walking in obedience to God's word, and then all of a sudden something comes along, and you get into some kind of sin. Drugs, alcohol, violence, sex, outside of wedlock, all kinds of things. If you abandon the right path, you will be severely punished. Whoever hates correction will die. I have seen several people in my life in the last few years that I went and sat down and talked to, and they hated the correction that I come and tried to talk to them about. They would not receive it when I talked to them and told them they had to repent of their sins and stop sinning and start walking holy before God. And some of those people have absolutely refused, saying, I will not do this. I'm living under grace. I can do anything I want to do. And that is not true. The Word of God says, whoever abandons the right path will be severely punished, and whoever hates correction will die. Well, I can name several people right now that have done that in this ministry that I've ministered to, especially younger people, but not all of them are young. Some of them are a little older. They would not turn from their wicked ways, and they profess to be Christians. And anywhere from 2 or 3 or 4 years to 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years, they died. Just like the Word of God says, if you abandon the right path, you will be severely punished. But if you hate correction, you will also die. And I've seen that happen many times. Verse 11 says, hell and destruction are before the Lord, but much more than the hearts of the children of men. In other words, even the depths of death and destruction are known by the Lord. He made it all. He knows everything about it. So how much more does He know the human heart? He made that too. He knows exactly what's going on in your heart. So walk holy before the King. If you'd like any of our audio and video teachings, they're free and postpaid. We'll be happy to send you. We have many teachings on many subjects. Contact us 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And if you'd like to look us up on the web, you can find many of our teaching subjects, audio, video, CD, DVDs, everything, many other things on our website. It's www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Lord and our God.